All right, let's get a little fishing report in here from Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How's it going, Nick?
Oh, pretty good. Settling into fall here and getting ready for some different types of fishing finally.
Well, have you been getting your waders or at least a fly line wet lately?
Yeah, I've been doing a mix. Been fishing for some walleye. I've gone for kings, doing bass and pike still. Going to do a couple days of muskie.
Nice. Sounds like you got a good potpourri of fall fishing planned. And let's start with the salmon, though. You know, that big rain really blew the rivers out a lot, but it seems like it brought a lot of fish in. And I'm just wondering if you're hearing the same reports that finally the conditions are starting to get a little bit easier, a little bit more fishable. But it sounded like they were getting into some fish over the last few days.
Oh, yeah. I've had some pretty good reports. You know, like yesterday was kind of slow with the heat and all that. But for the most part, it's been decent. There's definitely fish present everywhere. It's just a matter of if they're biting that day. You know, a lot of guys reporting that they're seeing them roll, and you know they're all over the place for a day or two in an area. And some days they're just plain not biting. Other days they're picking up, you know, 2-3 fish in half an hour real quick before work. So,
are you hearing about any bigger numbers still on Lake Michigan tribs versus Lake Superior?
Lake Michigan's been better if you want kings. Superior, we've had kings at times, but not many. And then coho have come through in waves, but they seem to be disappearing pretty quick.
Interesting there. What about any rogue browns or steelhead?
Oh, a lot of browns have been caught, both Superior and Lake Michigan streams. I think around here, a lot of the ones I've seen pictures of are probably residents, but there's been a couple lake runs.
Well, what's your assessment on the kings or even the pinks, if you're seeing or hearing about any pinks right now? Where do you think we're at in the run? Because it seems like Lake Superior really hasn't happened yet.
No, I don't think it has. I mean, I'm not expecting great numbers this year, but yeah, a lot of the fish we've been getting are just really, really silver. There's only been a couple reports colored up kings. So I think we're just a little early yet. Pinks, I haven't heard of too many guys catching them. A lot of the ones that they did catch were colored up. You know, the pinks usually turn pretty quick once they get into the stream.
All right, well, let's talk about what's been working the best for you as far as your fishing techniques. Are you rolling gear or are you rolling flies, skein? What are you using?
Myself, for the most part, I've been just throwing cranks and spinners, getting a few bites on that. The guys that are putting up better numbers are fishing skein. We're selling a lot of that. Red for the most part. Some guys are using natural too.
Well, what about the type of water? I mean, I know you guys are set up for lots of float fishing and things like that too. And if you're using cranks, you're probably in a little deeper water too. So are you looking for that type of water to find fish right now more than, say, up in the shallower or up higher in the systems? And what kind of gear has been working best?
I mean, we're looking to fish deeper water. You know, there's only a small number of fish spawning, and usually the better biters are going to be pre-spawn in the deep holes. So a lot of guys are fishing lower in the systems, running skein in the deepest holes they can find with pretty big bobbers, heavy weight, and getting stuff down there quick. Crankbaits, I mean, you can use shallower runners. They'll come up for them. I know a lot of the spots I fish, the hole might be, you know, 5-6 feet deep, but right at my feet and, you know, maybe 10 feet out, I've got only 2 feet of water, and kings are notorious for chasing stuff in, same with the coho and eating at your feet. So it's not always a bad idea to throw something a little shallower. Like I've been throwing a lot of J9s and J11s, and that's been working for me.
Those are a little bit more shallow running, huh?
Yeah, they're not exactly big crankbaits when you're talking kings, but they get the job done.
Well, all right. I want to talk to you a little bit more about walleye, pike, muskie, any other types of fishing that you got reports on, too. So can we get a little more time from you later this hour?
Yeah, I'd like to talk the warm water stuff. I've got quite a few reports, and I've been doing it myself.
Sounds good. Nick at Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette. Stay tuned, and we'll continue later this hour on The Outdoor Show.